Here are 10 facts every wine lover should know about lighter-bodied white wines like Riesling, Pinot Grigio, and Albarino. What is one of the biggest misconceptions when it comes to Riesling? That Riesling wines are always sweet. In reality, Rieslings can be anywhere between dry and lusciously sweet, depending on where they're made. High-quality Rieslings are versatile, age-worthy, and deliciously flavorful, and can be made in many different styles, including dry, as is typical of Australian or Alsatian Rieslings. Why do winemakers ferment Riesling in stainless steel or other inert vessels rather than oak? Oak imparts certain flavors that would only obstruct and overpower Riesling's delicate floral and fruity aromas. Stainless steel tanks, on the other hand, allow Riesling to retain those hallmark fruit and floral aromas and flavors. The same winemaking philosophy applies to other aromatic white grape varietals like Gewürztraminer and Pinot Gris. Describe the general profile of a Riesling wine. So this is kind of hard to do. Yes, most Riesling wines are high-acid, fruit-forward wines. Think apple, peach, and citrus. And they are highly aromatic with pronounced floral notes of honeysuckle and blossoms. But the styles in which Riesling is made are incredibly diverse, ranging from dry to sweet and from light to full-bodied, depending on where the grapes are grown and how the wine is made. The key to understanding what a Riesling is going to taste like is looking at its provenance and learning how places like Alsace in France or the Mosel Valley in Germany typically make their Rieslings. Which three regions in Germany are famous for making great Riesling? The Mosel Valley, Rheingau, and Pfalz. Mosel is the most northerly situated and therefore the coolest of the German regions, so it tends to produce the lightest bodied Riesling. Rheingau's vineyards are located on the north bank of the Rhine River facing south, which exposes them to optimal sunshine. And so this region's Riesling tends to be fuller bodied and drier than Mosel Riesling. Finally, located in the rain shadow of Vosges Mountains, Pfalz has a sunny and dry climate with a long growing season, which helps it to produce medium bodied, dry and textural Rieslings. If you're excited to learn more about the different styles of Riesling and what to expect when it says Clare Valley or Alsace on the label, then keep studying more flashcards like these in the Brainscape app, which combines rich content with spaced repetition to help you level up your wine knowledge fast. What do you call a wine that's made from grapes that were frozen on the vine? Ice wine. Literal translation? Ice wine. Ice wine is always sweet and very concentrated. Now, how this works is that when the grapes freeze on the vine, only the water in the grapes turns to ice, not the sugars and other dissolved aromatic compounds. So when these grapes are pressed, all the concentrated sweetness and delicious fruit flavors and aromas are extracted, leaving behind the frozen water and grape solids, resulting in sweet, concentrated dessert wines. Due to the unpredictability of the weather and the fact that the freezing conditions may not befall the vineyard at the time of harvest, ice wine is not made every year. What's the difference between Pinot Grigio and Pinot Gris? Nothing. They're the same grape variety, named differently depending on the country of cultivation. In France, it's called Pinot Gris, and in Italy, Pinot Grigio. When this grape is grown in other countries, winemakers often label the wine according to the style in which it is made. So if they harvest the grapes earlier in the season to make a simple, dry, and light-bodied wine with high acidity, like the Italians do, the winemaker may call it Pinot Grigio. If, on the other hand, they harvest the grapes later in the growing season to produce a more complex, fuller-bodied wine with medium acidity and ripe stone and tropical fruits, like they do in Alsace, France, the winemaker may label the wine a Pinot Gris. What two appellations in northern Italy are known for their light, simple, and inexpensive Pinot Grigio? Veneto IGT and Della Venezia DOC. Both of these areas produce high-volume, cheap and cheerful Pinot Grigio that is perfectly quaffable over an easy alfresco lunch. For a more structured, fruity and full-bodied style of Pinot Grigio, look for wines from Friuli Venezia Giulia. Which region in France is known for its Pinot Gris? Alsace. Fun fact, if you see Alsace Grand Cru AOP on the wine label, you know that wine came from a specific and special vineyard within this appellation. The vineyards within this AOP grow on the east-southeast facing slopes of the Vosges Mountains, where they receive plenty of morning sunshine, helping them produce grapes that are riper and have fuller flavor. So if you like your Pinot Gris and want to treat yourself to something special, keep an eye out for those Alsace Grand Cru AOP wines. What climates does Albariño prefer to grow in? Cool to moderate climates. Albariño is a white grape varietal that grows on the Iberian Peninsula and is used to make deliciously refreshing dry coastal white wines that are high in acidity and bursting with citrus and stone fruit notes like lemon, grapefruit, and peach. Some wine folk like to describe Albariño as having the nose of Viognier, but the palate of a dry Riesling. What appellation in Spain is known for its Albariño? Rías Baixas Dio. Headquartered in the city of Pontevedra in Galicia, Rías Baixas occupies a lush green corridor of northwest Spain right on the Atlantic coast. This proximity to the Atlantic Ocean bathes the region in cool breezes, plentiful rain, and cloud cover. And it's from this misty coastal terroir that Albariño derives its natural elegance, making it a great pairing for local Atlantic court seafood.
That's the end of your 10 flashcard study round. You can find hundreds more questions like these in Brainscape's collection of wine appreciation flashcards, or in our comprehensive flashcard collections for the WSET and Court of Master Sommelier exams. And of course, keep listening to the rest of this hands-free playlist to massively level up your wine knowledge.